This is JIS News. Coming up, the OCR reports 4% drop in number of missing children, 150 persons trained through Operation Turnaround Program, and local labs certified to international standards. The news in detail after this message.
Get your heritage material at the JIS head office. Special discount when you wear the national colors on Fridays to make your purchase. Now through to October 30.
Now the news. The Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, is reporting a 4% decrease in the number of missing children for January to June 2015 when compared to the same period last year. Deputy Registrar of the OCR, Warren Thompson, says a total of 1,224 children were reported missing between January and June this year, with 80% being female. He adds that 8 out of every 10 missing children have since returned home. Mr. Thompson notes, however, that there has been a significant increase in the number of children who were still missing as at the end of August 2015.
The number of children reported still missing as at the end of July 2015 increased to 234 children from the 91 recorded at the same period in 2014. Many of the figures are of great concern to us, and we want to see a change.
Mr. Thompson says the OCR will be ramping up efforts to encourage members of the public to disclose information that will result in the safe return of missing children. He was speaking at a student forum on the Ananda Alert System at the Jamaica Theological Seminary on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Office of the Children's Registry is hosting a series of student fora geared towards increasing awareness among high school students about the Ananda Alert System. The first was held yesterday at the Jamaica Theological Seminary. Others are slated for the coming weeks in Trelawney, St. Mary, and Clarendon. Deputy Registrar of the OCR, Warren Thompson, says the fora are also being used to gather information from students to better inform initiatives geared at preventing children from going missing.
We want to start the development of intervention programs within the schools to minimize the hope of eventually eliminating the phenomenon of missing children.
Mr. Thompson was speaking at a student forum on the Ananda Alert System at the Jamaica Theological Seminary on Tuesday. The Ministry of Education, through its Operation Turnaround Program, has partnered with the Joan Duncan Foundation to offer training to 150 public school staff members. Under the project known as Conversations for Greatness, training will be geared at inspiring change in the mindset of school teachers, administrators, and support staff. This in an effort to achieve the 85% literacy and numeracy target in schools. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says staff members, as the main points of contact, must emulate what they want students to become.
The school has to bear a burden, does it not, of being the primary institution of socialization in the society, sometimes of re-socialization. And therefore we need strong men, we need strong women, we need those who will model the kind of person that we want to be the outcome of education.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. The ministry is also working with the schools to create plans for improving mathematics and English teaching and learning, while the foundation is responsible for training the facilitators. Operation Turnaround is a strategy aimed at building the capacity of principals and middle managers to provide effective instructional leadership to improve student performance. And the Pesticide Research Laboratory, PRL, and the Microbiology Laboratory of the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ, have been certified to international standards to conduct tests to ensure food safety. The Jamaica National Agency for Accreditation, JANAC, recently presented the accreditation certificates to the BSJ, bringing the total number of accreditations offered by JANAC for 2015 to 5. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says accreditation is a critical component of a strengthened National Quality Infrastructure, NQI.
A strengthened NQI means that the products and services developed in Jamaica and tests conducted by all laboratories that are accredited are trusted internationally.
Minister Hilton adds that the NQI is important in developing the national export strategy and the logistics-centered economy. That was the JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.